Welcome to another edition of Giants Online, fueled by Hess here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa, joined by the Senior VP of Communications, the one, the only, Mr. Pat Hanlon. We've got Fuch here today, and we've got Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. Pat, what does he have up?
I don't know. I thought we had somebody that frisked this guy.
Wait a second. Was I supposed to bring a thing with my IQ on it?
Nice one.
Do you remember the old game show Password? Well, the password today is zero. The word I'm looking for is turnovers. Turnovers. Wins. Points in the fourth quarter.
You mean turnovers?
Too many zeros, Bobby.
Right. How about forcing
turnovers? Too many
turnovers.
Zeros for this football team to be successful, and that's why they're winless. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear the zero during this whole show.
Which has
to let you know
more
that if you don't take
the
ball away from the other team, Mr. Hanlon, you can't win.
You know, if you were smart, you would have given me a six, and I could have talked about the six turnovers that the Giants have committed.
So the fact they're not scoring six.
Yes.
All of the above.
No. Yeah,
all
not
of
scoring
above.
Six. No.
All
of above. No.
I think the key part of that monologue there is that nobody remembers the game show Password.
I think great show.
It was.
Clearly, it left a...
But the point, Bob,
Alan left Ludden, its mark on
Alan
you.
Alan Ludden, correct?
I think.
Yeah.
1972? I mean, is that the last time the Giants have started a season without a turnover? Think about that. They haven't taken the ball away from their opponent. You can't win in the league this way.
You know, and they did that fairly well last year. They were in the top part of the league as far as takeaways were concerned.
Thank goodness,
obviously,
given
it was all,
the turnovers.
Yeah, with the 44 and everything else. But there, let's talk a little bit about some alarming trends. Six turnovers.
Yep.
Last year, seven times in opposition, started a drive in the Giants' red zone. Through two games, it's already happened three times. Punt return for a touchdown. And the amount of offensive possessions that have started on the Giants' side of the field because of turnovers. How do they fix it?
Boy, you just threw some depressing stats. I mean, I knew some of them. I didn't.
But it's real.
You got to play better, right? You got to establish the running game, right? You got to control the football. And Antrell Roll said it earlier this week. You know, within the framework of the defense, This goes to forcing turnovers. Within the framework of the defense, you have got to be aggressive and take chances.
There was a play last week. Because, you know, you watch some of the Stevie Brown has to intercept that ball.
Correct.
And that's a ball that has to be intercepted.
It was interesting because Tom Coughlin mentioned maybe 2 years ago he does.
No,
maybe.
2 years ago, I don't think there's any question.
Right. He's
not.
You know what? The first play of the game, you have Drew Stanton, right? He hasn't thrown a pass since 2010 as a starter. It's a home opener. Everyone's excited. They get the
bombs away.
It's a wide open receiver. That has about 10 yards of cushion from Prince Amukamara. And I look at that and say, that cannot happen. You know, they didn't lose the game there, but you have a guy, you are on the offensive and you're immediately on a defensive. It's an amazing thing. And Antrell Roll is right. Within the framework of not freelancing, this defense has to set up or score, do something to get this team out of this
malaise. What can't happen? You can't have your special teams play the way they played on Sunday ever again. It's just, you can't. You get it's just it was appalling. You lost the football game because your special teams. Look, defense gave up some plays. It's going to happen.
Defense gave up 16 points.
Okay, the offense didn't score enough points. Didn't score in the fourth quarter. Okay, but your special teams let you down. Just lost the football game. I don't care what anybody says.
Three punt returns allowed in 17 games. That is not. I mean, that's
you will not win football games.
That's a recipe for losing.
Well,
that's what it is.
That's a recipe for disaster.
What gets people to not work anymore. You know what I mean? So you have to be better than that. Players, coaches, everybody. This is a trend that has to stop.
And it comes down to one thing, Bobby.
No, it comes down two things.
No, in my book, it comes down to one thing.
Two things.
You got to be more physical this week against Houston.
Well,
because physicality forces turnovers. It forces mistakes. Look at the pressure that they're able to put on Eli this year, and you see the Giants will make mistakes at times. You've got to be more physical on a football team.
Did physicality cause Rashad Jennings to lose the ball on a play that he said has never happened in his life?
But put them behind the eight ball. You need to dictate on the football field. You need to be the aggressor.
Here's what needs to happen. Everybody needs to do his job, right? And we need to make plays
right
all across the field. all three phases of the game. Make plays. You got a chance to pick a ball off in center field, you got to make that play. You got a chance to catch a long ball down the left sideline,
make a big
you got to make that
make play. A big play.
You got a chance to convert on third down, you got to make that play.
Keep it going.
And how about
getting a lead? How about that?
That'd be nice too. But how about this? How about third and 10 or more?
And converting?
How about getting off the field? Get off the field.
You know, because the dangerous thing about this past game, besides the loss, was it brought back the here we go again. There's no doubt about it.
After last year, in this town, when you go 0-1, it's here we go.
The way you lost, the turnovers, the way it looks, the same. And when the coach gets up there and has no answer for the turnovers, it is alarming.
But the coach believes.
Well, he should believe.
And he should believe.
That's the great thing that's come out of this week. He believes, and so do those guys in that locker room.
I'm not so sure about the guys in the locker room.
They do.
I'm not sure.
And we'll see on Sunday. All you people that want to draw the comparison between 0-6 and being 0-2 right now.
Right.
To a man, they all said, this isn't that team, all right? We're a different team.
They said
and
it.
And we're a better team.
They said it.
You know, the other thing.
Amen.
The other thing that's alarming, and I think we can, even though it's a different team, different set of circumstances, what you can take from sort of last year and dovetail it into the first two games this year is they seem to start really slow.
What's dovetail mean? Go ahead.
Yeah, bring it all together. Yeah. They seem to start really slow. In other words, like the first pass play of the game, 19 yards, then a third and 10 conversion, and then suddenly, I mean, they've given up. The opening drive score now in each of the last two games. Last year, that only happened twice. Right. Offensively.
So we filled our quota. It's out of the way.
You're playing at home, okay? You have to dictate.
Yes.
Last week, it was they were in Seattle, and they were back on their heels. It was unbelievable.
I think it's a confidence factor. I think this team lacks a little bit of confidence right now. They're trying to find themselves. They need a big play, a spark, something, a fumble recovery for a touchdown to get them going.
I think that's what they need. But I actually agree with them.
And they definitely need...
I actually agree with them.
A turnover.
Yeah, I mean, like, just even coming out and scoring on the first drive. Something. You know, just to kind of get everybody... I mean, and it's not going to get easy this week with Houston.
Oh. They've only given up 20 points. They give up the least amount of points in the NFL through two games.
And they're forcing turnovers, and they're not giving the ball away.
It's very interesting because they're a team that lost, 14 games last year? They were 2-0 and lost 14 straight. And so you think this is a bad team? They were a devalued team last year. They're not a great team, but they're solid. They have a great defensive player.
They don't beat themselves.
A great defensive player in J.J. Watt. They have a smart quarterback, and they have a heck of a running back. And he will kill you if they're not sound without John Beeson. They got to figure out a way to hold Foster to, 60, 70, 80 yards maybe?
Well, yeah. I mean, he can even get 100.
As long as it's with 25 carries.
Yeah, and you're not letting him gash you for big plays. I mean, he might still get his 100, and you could still win a game that way. But anyway... Prediction for this week, Mr. Zero.
I was looking good last week. 24-21, I had the Giants until late in the fourth quarter. I don't think they can go zero again. I 26-21 Giants.
All right, well, anyway, you weren't looking so good last week. You're not looking so good this week wearing no socks. So that's a bizarre look.
You don't like my socks?
No, it's not good.
Okay.
I like the Giants again. They're playing at home. They are desperate to win. Desperate teams sometimes find a way to win. The Texans are riding high, a little bit of that human nature. I'm going the human nature pick, Giants win.
Wow. Human nature.
You
want my zero?
Yeah, I know. Hey, tell everybody what this is for.
It is for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. I'm glad you finally asked. I've only been wearing it for 3 weeks. And, of course, it's the Tom Coughlin J Fund, which that's what they do. They help families that have children with cancer.
Good stuff.
Well said.
Go gold.
There you go.
Go gold, Bobby.
All right, we're out of time. Make sure you join us next week for another edition of Giants Online, fueled by Hess here on Giants.com.